EW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said he had an excellent conversation with President-elect Donald Trump. Trudeau traveled to Florida Friday after Trump threatened to impose 25% tariffs on products from Canada and Mexico. Trump says that's because of how those countries have handled the flow of migrants and drugs. He has also suggested tariffs against China, but business leaders like Best Buy CEO Corey Barry say tariffs would mean higher prices for U.S. consumers.
For sure, if we see sweeping tariffs, consumers are going to see higher prices on these products. So our teams will work really hard. They're great at navigating this. We've done it before, but there will be impacts to the consumer.
Consumers spent a lot of money on Black Friday, especially online. More than $10 billion online, according to Adobe Analytics. That's a Black Friday record. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro has called the National Guard to Erie County to help stranded drivers. That city receiving heavy lake effect snow. This is ABC News. As Russia steps up its assault on Ukraine, Vladimir Putin says that's because the Ukraine is using more U.S. weapons against Russia. President Volodymyr Zelensky now says he's willing to cede some unoccupied territory to Russia in exchange for NATO protection if it could all lead to a ceasefire.
Ukrainian President Zelensky saying in an interview to Sky News that he would be willing to cede unoccupied territory to Russia in exchange for NATO protection if it means a ceasefire.
It will speak ceasefire. Guarantees that Putin will not come back. And in this case, I commend to you about NATO.
Putin accusing the Biden administration of escalating the war and creating difficulties for President-elect Trump.
That's ABC's Jacqueline Lee. Customs and Border Protection agents announced the recent seizure of over 3,000 fake Gibson electric guitars shipped from Asia to Southern California. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The U.S. Supreme Court is deciding whether to review a Wisconsin case over the issue of gender identity in schools. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The case Parents Protecting Our Children versus Eau Claire Area School District asked to strike down a school policy that the parents believe infringes upon their right to make major health-related decisions with their children. The district says its policy was created to provide direction and resources for transgender students and students with questions about their gender identity, including when they don't feel safe or accepted at home. Attorney Haley Archer with the ACLU of Wisconsin says the focus should remain on the children.
I believe one of the reasons that this question is debated is because it is complex. We're balancing the rights of parents, we're balancing the rights of schools, we're balancing the rights of students.
The parent group argues the school policy encourages kids to hide important aspects of their health, like changing pronouns at school. Lower courts have dismissed the case because none of the group's children are involved. Luke Berg with the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty represents Parents Protecting Our Children.
Children who have struggled with this and later come out of it have said, "It was not actually helpful for me to have adults around me affirming that I was really the opposite sex. It actually confused me further." And so this can do harm to children. And in our view, that's why parents need to be involved.
The Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health reports nearly half of LGBTQ youth in the state seriously consider suicide. Nationwide, those rates drop significantly for transgender and non-binary youth who feel accepted at home, according to the Trevor Project. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, breezy, highs near 16. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with a low near 10. Mostly sunny for Sunday, highs near 27. 28 with some sun for Monday. Tuesday, partly sunny, 24. Chance of snow Wednesday, 28.
Right now, it's 19.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time, an all-new live show back in the studio. Join us for a look back at the holiday weekend and prepare you for the week ahead.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Something's got a hold on me lately, though I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in.
What's up, Wisconsin? This is Raised in Wisco. I'm Joel Clayfish. That across from over there, across the table, is Danielle Fairman.
Hello.
Sitting next to guest host Jack Klobuchar, who brought in his friend Madeline today. Hey, folks, this radio show is your one-stop shop for the great outdoors of the great state of Wisconsin. And never, never, never does it get any better than it is right now in the heat, in the heart of the Wisconsin gun deer season. Turkey's open. Deer is open.
Yep.
Ducks are open. Geese are open. Coyote's open. Squirrel is open. Crow is open. Crow's open. Rabbit's open.
Pheasant.
I say squirrel because that is pretty much the only thing I saw for our fantastic 9-day gun deer season.
And you know what? It's not over yet, Danielle.
It is not over yet. There is still time, but there's my Landa.
This is what, okay, I am so excited. I'm so excited right now. I'm running on about 3 hours of sleep per night for the last 10 days. I can't even tell you what that's like. You get to be in this, you know, I haven't drank for like 14 years, mm-hmm. but I have this like drunken feeling about me. Do you ever get that when you get so tired
that
you have like
deprivation?
Producer Jess.
What you're experiencing right
show.
There. Yeah. That's
sleep.
That's extreme sleep deprivation.
I think when they find out things from spies that they, you know, when the military gets spies from other countries and they get them, they wear them down with sleep deprivation. I understand why. Mm-hmm. I'm hope that
you
nobody...
would talk to anyone about anything right now.
I know. Can you tell that about me right now? Can you tell that I'm on the edge right now? I'm on the edge of glory.
See, when you were talking about how sometimes you just start singing
randomly,
were you conscious of that?
The little Lady Gaga business I just did.
Lady Gaga business?
That is Lady Gaga, right? Edge
of
Glory?
I have no idea. I find it funny
I'm
how
on the
just...
edge of glory.
Isn't it Loving You?
I don't have an idea what it is.
It
I
is
think
Lady,
it's Lady Gaga, though.
It is.
Confirmed. Blah, blah, blah.
See, my mind goes, don't push me because I'm close to the edge.
I just, right now, I've got this malaised, easy rider feeling. I'm glowing. I'm kind of vibrating in a different dimension a little bit. I kind of feel like I've got colors coming off of me. You know what I mean? And I mean, look, I've never done a drug in my life, but I got to imagine it feels a little bit like this.
What's the saying? You taste colors and you You taste colors and see light, or you taste light and see colors?
I don't have any idea what you're talking about. Madeline, our guest Madeline, do you know what she's talking about right now?
Taste colors and smell sounds.
Yeah, taste colors and smell sounds.
That sounds like a bad acid trip, to be honest, or to how someone would describe. Or sleep deprivation.
Or sleep, yeah.
The bottom line is we had such an incredible week with the Foul Life folks in town. We filmed two entire episodes of the Travel Wisconsin shows that are going to air nationally. I mean, it's the largest national waterfowl television show in the country, and it airs on the Outdoor Channel. And getting to be a part of that is extremely exciting for me, as you know. I mean, I love very few things more than hunting and television. I love doing television. I love doing radio. I don't know if you could tell that or not,
but
I get a little jacked up about it. And they were here this past week, and it was run and gun nonstop. So to try to break it, I want to do our weekly WISCOs here, but to try to break it down for me would be virtually impossible because we had Tuffy Stone in town staying at camp with us. And when I say camp, duck camp, I mean my house. Producer Jess, they stayed at my house, people, 10 people. Tuffy Stone. It was something else. It really was. Like, no sleep, no rest for the wicked. I don't know why they say that, but no rest for the weary is also a saying.
Yep.
It was weary and no rest. We had 6-time World Barbecue Pitmaster champion Tuffy Stone stayed with us.
And
he cooked like crazy.
He was an incredible person when I met him.
Yeah, isn't he great? What a sweetheart.
I don't want to say anything bad about anybody else, but Tuffy was definitely my favorite.
Oh, well, that's okay. you can say that. I mean,
Tuffy was such a good dude.
And I have had people reaching out about last week's show saying how fantastic it was and how cool the guys were on it. I mean, we had Cody Stamann, UFC wrestler, fighter, which is fascinating to me. Featherweight fighter. We had Denny Reed
from Camo Space
with us. We interviewed, but something that happened after last week's show, in between the 2 weeks, we had the author of the book Monster, the true life of Jeffrey Dahmer.
Ooh.
Oh my goodness.
Wait, there's a book about that?
Oh yeah.
I need to buy this book.
I have to tell you, just listening to some of the methodical ways he progressed through his, you know, plans for evil.
What?
Is just
I need to read
bone chilling. I mean, it is absolutely bone chilling.
So this book
chilling.
Is out now? Yes. I can go on Amazon or something?
Yes. No, you can get it. And the author's local. In fact, I'm going to tell you, if you get one of the books, I will have Annie Schwartz sign it for you.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
We did a podcast with Annie Schwartz. We had the Lieutenant Governor of the state, Sarah Rodriguez, come by.
Aww.
And she did a podcast. She shot archery in our backyard. And one of the coolest things for me, we were doing the podcast with her. And you know what I said? One of the coolest things is in my home, there were two Lieutenant Governors at the same time in my house. Like, not many people can say that.
I don't think anybody can say
like,
that.
One is my wife and one is the other one who's here, right?
Yep.
So that was kind of cool. I mean, and one Democrat Lieutenant Governor, one Republican Lieutenant Governor, and both female Lieutenant Governors.
Girls. Girl
that
power.
Was great.
Yeah, was that her awesome. First time shooting a bow?
No. Oh. She actually is an archery instructor.
No way.
Yeah.
That's
so it was really cool. She had a lot of insight about Wisconsin and how fantastic the state is. And she did talk to us about coming on Raised in Wisco at some point. So
that'd
I think
be awesome.
That'll be pretty cool. And then they left. And you know that I don't know if you know this about me. I like to hunt whenever I can.
Do you?
No.
Weird.
Don't team
You're
up on me, you guys. Don't
life.
Team up on me. I'm in a fragile state. Okay.
Sleep deprivation. Forgot.
Yes.
Uh huh.
Jack, why are you so quiet today?
Just waiting for the right opportunity to pounce.
All right.
Yeah.
So they left, and I went turkey hunting. I went. So this is one of the greatest things about this week in Wisconsin. You can take a shotgun with you, and you can take a rifle. And sit in a blind or a stand. And if a turkey comes by, you can shoot it. And if a deer comes out, you can shoot it. That's so cool to me.
It is fantastic.
I mean, that's just so fun because it's like multi-species hunting.
It is.
Mixed bag.
And I always put out, I love to put out turkey decoys even when I'm deer hunting because they seem to make deer feel comfortable when they come to the field.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens, when the deer come out, I feel like it's almost kind of like they feel a little more comfortable and they'll come out. So I think you have a better chance at both species.
I never thought about that. But when I go turkey hunting, the deer most likely do come up and take a sniff or two at the decoys. So, I mean, that makes sense.
3 years ago, I shot my biggest buck ever 2 minutes after a group of like 40 turkeys walked past me. And I heard all this commotion. And I got ready, and I'm like, oh.
That would think it's a coyote or something.
And I was like, it's turkeys. And I was so disappointed. And I was like, and then literally 30, 40 seconds after they had passed through, this beautiful deer walks by. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. So I think you're absolutely right. I think they just get more calm when they see other wildlife. Comfortable. Yeah.
I think it's really cool. And we're going to break some of these things down during the show. It's going to be fantastic because we're also going to talk about my mom, who is in the studio like 9 out of 10 times. She chills with like in the lobby of the studio. Mm-hmm. You've heard me talk about her before. So Grandma Mary came over and made homemade, handmade gnocchi.
Oh,
gnocchi's for like the crew with her homemade like age old recipe sauce from the old country.
Amazing sauce.
Oh yeah. We're going to get to the Jack and Madeline were there. Were you there, Daniel? It's all gets blurry to me, to be honest. There were 10 people in and out. Some days people were here. Some days they weren't. You did radio with us on Tuesday, mm-hmm. Or Saturday, obviously. So then it culminated in us all going to the Green Bay Packer game. Which was such an incredible win against the 49ers. Jess, are you a Packer fan? Are you a football fan?
I am a moderate fan, yeah.
You're a moderate. Would you consider yourself like a bandwagon fan or a warm weather fan?
Hold on. What team?
Packers.
Okay, I just had to get past that first.
Yeah, no worries,
all right, look,
no
we've
worries,
got all
no
that
worries.
Established.
Yep.
But I got to do a sit-down interview with Leroy Butler.
Oh, man, I saw the social media post about it.
Yes. So Leroy Butler, just to give you just a little hint, is a really unique individual because Leroy Butler spent his entire NFL career with the Packers. I don't know if you know that. Not only did he do that, but he was part of the Packers Super Bowl winning season in 1996 with Brett Favre. So he's got a Super Bowl ring and he is an NFL Hall of Famer. He was in the Hall of Fame. But even beyond that, Leroy Butler is the inventor of the Lambeau Leap.
No, is he?
He invented it. He did it the first time. And I'll tell you, what's really funny is he was talking about the coach at the time. And he said, yeah, when Holmgren said, you know, if I want you guys to get out there, kind of turn the momentum of this game. And if anybody scores, you know, just feel free to really celebrate it. Oh. And Leroy scored
really
a touchdown.
It.
And he's like, what could I'm so jacked. And he goes, I'm just going to jump into the stands.
Aww.
Well, I don't know if he underestimated how high you have to jump to get into the stands or what he did. Cause I remember the first Lambeau Leap, he kind of like walloped against the wall.
Did he?
And the fans drag him into their arms. And it
was
just
a really high
made
jump,
such an incredible moment. And so Leroy Butler ended up jumping into the stands. What I'm going to tell you about this interview with him and Leroy personally, he called me the night before on my cell phone. They exchanged numbers. The Packers set it up. He called me and he talked to me for like an hour and a half on the phone.
Really?
Leroy Butler.
So I just looked it up. It is 6'5".
Yeah. So the
wall
is
vertical.
6'5".
Yeah.
So you're not leaping it, you know, like
a
little pommel horse. You're going, that's
yeah,
a jump. So Leroy Butler calls me and we're sitting together on the phone and it's like, my wife's like, what are you doing? I'm like, hey, I'm on the phone with Leroy Butler. Okay.
Yes.
Do you mind? And then I'm going to tell you what he said and how that interview went. You got to hear that. And everything else, including a ton of cooking stuff. Tuffy Stone, world champion pitmaster. Raising West goes awesome. We're glad you're with us.
When you're not here with me, I'm falling apart right in front of you. Can't you see? I lose control when you're not here with me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're breaking my heart, baby. You make a mess of me.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Taking
Are we
over
supposed to talk
because
now?
Because Joel is dancing right
I'm
now.
I'm dancing?
Boom. So loud.
You know what the holidays make me want to dance?
It's the Teddy Swims. It's his voice.
I think it is. It's very buttery.
It's yeah. You say buttery, I say velvet. It's velvety, so perfect. Buttery.
It's a jam, too,
it
man.
Is a jam.
He is like broken jam.
That brings me to everybody listening. We appreciate you listening. Give us a like on Facebook. Raisin Wisco on Facebook. Listen to us on Spotify and Apple. Go to YouTube. Watch Joel dancing all over again. Stop and rewind and watch it again.
That is one thing I want to talk. You get the show on the radio, and it's a radio show, and that's great, and that's what should be happening when you're in the car. But if you want to check out Raisin Wisco, oh, and by the way, Civic Media stations throughout the state, 13 of them to be precise, Saturdays, listen to Raisin Wisco. But if you ever want to see what happens to Danielle and my faces while we're talking, check us out on Facebook and YouTube, because the shows are recorded in video form too. And I'm going to tell you something, I laugh when I watch, so it's got to be funny to somebody.
Oh yeah, you actually have to have a face for radio these days. It's not fair.
Not like
Are
the old joke. Not like the old joke. Wow, you got a face for radio, bro.
Yeah. Now you need
now
one.
You need a face for radio.
That's annoying.
And ours are hey man. On this show, our faces are plastered with smiles all the time.
That's true.
Yeah. You know, we were talking about Leroy Butler. I had a chance to sit down with him and talk to the guy. And the night before the Packer game, so I got his he got my number from the Green Bay Packers. I worked this out, sit down with him and talk with Leroy Butler. And, you know, we've got, in Wisconsin, the Green Bay Packers are a religion. Really,
they
are. Nothing less
Absolutely.
Than that. And to be able to be a part of the inside of that, to kind of get behind the curtain there, is really an incredible privilege.
Yeah,
and
not everybody gets that experience.
It was unbelievable. So she's the woman I worked with, Katie Herman, she was fantastic with the Packers. She says, well, I'm going to give Leroy your number and then have him just call you and you guys can figure out how you're going to get together and do the interview. And so Leroy Butler calls me the night before and we just start shooting the baloney on the phone.
Aww.
And it's like, I'm like, I felt this guy is a class act. Played for the Packers, the only team he ever played for, 14, 16 years. Hall of Famer, invented the Lambeau Leap, was there, got a Super Bowl ring, played
wow.
with the you know, the whole Packers of the time,
Packers.
Donald Driver, Brett Favre, Mark Chmura, Gilbert Brown, Dorsey Levens. I mean, all the big names, the big stars of the Packers. So I'm like on the phone with him and he's like, well, listen, man, I gotta make sure you got a place to park. We met him at the Stadium View Bar. He set up our parking spots for us. He's like, oh, I got parking spots Aww. Reserved for you right by me. And it turns out we pull up right behind him at the same time
Aww,
on
nice.
Game day. And he like, he's like, oh, Joel, come on, man. Comes up, gives me a hug. I mean, just like one of the kindest souls you would ever meet.
See, from our last week's episode, we were talking about how Wisconsinites were huggers.
Right.
So that just proves the point. You can be Leroy Butler and he still wants to give you a hug.
Yeah. And so Jennifer Swenson, who's the executive director of The Foul Life, they were in town all week. We shot videos for Travel Wisconsin and we did, you know, all this stuff, cooking segments with pitmasters, had UFC fighters along, went to the Green Bay Packer game. Interviewed the lieutenant governor. We did all that stuff. And so I'm thinking to myself, like, how does it get better than any of that? And all of a sudden, I'm at the Packer game. And, like, Leroy Butler's got his arm around me. And we're just chilling like
bros.
How
tall is Leroy Butler?
About my size, I'd say. I bet he's about 5'10", 5'11". And just honestly, one of the most genuine and kind people I have ever met.
That's awesome.
Spending the time. So I sit down with him and we're talking about, you know, did you ever think for a minute the legacy of the Lambeau Leap would be such a thing? I mean, other teams even try to copy it. He had no idea. You know, he had no idea. And he was just so genuine. There is not one speck of I'm a celebrity and I think I'm cool because of that about him. Zero.
So in the interview, do you talk about how, like, when he realized it was going to be a legacy? Like, when was the second time he did it? Like, when did it become a thing?
Well, when he did it the first time, you know, he had no idea what that would spark for the Green Bay Packers. Yeah. And then when he did it again,
so
people
like the
reacted.
Next game,
so it was kind of like, I'm just conjecturing now because he didn't answer that question specifically. But, you know, it was kind of like a slow ramping up. I don't think you know when you're building something that's going to be fantastic through every step that is going to be as fantastic as it is, you know? And so, and you know, we're walking through the crowd with him and everybody's jumping out just to touch him, to say hi, to shake his hand, you know? And he stopped every time someone said Leroy. He stopped, shook their hand, gave him a little, you know, hug. What the executive producer, executive director of The Foul Life, Jen Swenson, her son's a massive Packer fan. So when I was talking to him an hour and a half ahead of time, I'm like, I'm so excited. Jennifer Swenson's coming. Her son's a huge fan of yours, of the Green Bay Packers. He's like, well, let's make sure to FaceTime him when we're together. So he shows up the next day and he goes back in the car and he's like, Jennifer, I brought this jersey for your son. He brought a jersey for his son, her son. He thought of it like enough. You know what kind of foresight it takes to think of bringing something to somebody like that? And aww. I'm going to bring it to you and I'm going to share this with you. And he brought a Sharpie along so he could sign it. Leroy Butler, Hall of Fame, number 22. And Jen was in tears.
Yeah,
like in
I
tears.
I would be too.
Well, I mean, this dude was like, he was so cool and real. I could fully see broing out with him. I'm not even joking. It was the coolest thing ever.
I believe it.
It was just fantastic. And the Packers won, of course. And I have to tell you, being in that stadium, it was like,
that was a tight game,
38
too.
Degrees with a stiff wind. That is
frozen
for real.
Tundra.
It is absolutely for real. Like, your face is not blushing. It is windburn when you're sitting up there. And you have to be bundled up for it to happen. And then, and that was one little aspect of this last week. What's your weekly Wisco, Danielle?
My weekly Wisco is getting revved up by squirrels. That's it. I have nothing. I was in the blind all
You
since
put
Saturday.
A lot of time into gun deer hunting, didn't you, this week?
Nonstop. Go, go, go.
And you and Josh kind of, you see, that's
his son, his son, Luke, the youngest one that's been on the show a couple times.
Yes.
He shot two deer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that little bugger.
He got a buck and a doe.
Yeah, he got a buck and a doe.
Nice. A decent buck? Or?
It was a 5-point buck.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. Well, that'll be great in the crock pot, right?
Yeah, it's going to be delicious. He was so, and he learned a new way to skin the deer, and he was so ecstatic to do it.
What's the new way to skin the deer?
Am I allowed to go into detail with this?
Well, I mean, so why'd you look at producer Jess when you asked that? I mean, are you going
to
break any FCC violations or what?
Yes. So you would just, it's with a golf ball. So you just, you put the cut around the neck to get the neck,
before.
And then you use an air compressor and just blow a couple holes in there.
Yep.
And then you get the golf ball and you put a chain around the golf ball and then you back up with like a skiddy or something.
Yeah. Okay. If you want to know how that's done, you can look that up on YouTube. I'm really excited because we're going to talk about Tuffy Stone, the international
grilling
champion.
Wait, are we done with the segment already? How does that
happen? And we're going to talk about Grandma Mary's gnocchi because Jack Klobuchar and Madeline were there for that. And that's going to be fantastic because at the end of the day,
it's
Raised in Wisco is a cooking show.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said he had an excellent conversation with President-elect Donald Trump. Trudeau traveled to Florida Friday after Trump threatened to impose 25% tariffs on products from Canada and Mexico. Trump says that's because of how those countries have handled the flow of migrants and drugs. He has also suggested tariffs against China, but business leaders like Best Buy CEO Corey Barry say tariffs would mean higher prices for U.S. consumers.
For sure, if we see sweeping tariffs, consumers are going to see higher prices on these products. So our teams will work really hard. They're great at navigating this. We've done it before, but there will be impacts to the consumer.
Consumers spent a lot of money on Black Friday, especially online. More than $10 billion online, according to Adobe Analytics. That's a Black Friday record. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro has called the National Guard to Erie County to help stranded drivers. That city receiving heavy lake effect snow. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks host the Wizards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks host the Washington Wizards tonight in Milwaukee. The Wizards trying to snap a 13-game losing streak. The Bucks held practice after a three-day break over Thanksgiving. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, they probably ate too much. And, you know, you always, as a coach, we look at days off differently. Like, when I saw the schedule and said, oh, yeah, we get our 3 days off with Thanksgiving in the middle. You know, I looked at it. I don't know if I looked at it as a positive or not. Giannis had 6 days off. That's a huge stretch for him in the middle of a season or beginning of a season, so that should help his body as well.
College football, the Badgers losing their final game of the season 24-7 at home at Camp Randall Stadium to Minnesota, who reclaimed the Paul Bunyan axe. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell on just how flat his team looked.
If you can't be fired up for a rivalry game, if you can't be fired up for a game that's been played since 1890, then, I mean, this probably isn't the right place for you.
That's Wisconsin's Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, breezy, highs near 16. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with a low near 10. Mostly sunny for Sunday, highs near 27. 28 with some sun for Monday. Tuesday, partly sunny, 24. Chance of snow Wednesday, 28.
It's 21 right now.
Harbor Freight knows tool people like to keep busy. But with our Black Friday sale now through Monday, you'll want to free up some time. We're talking deals like our 5,000-watt generators under $800, 17-foot ladders for $99.99, and 40% off Icon Pro socket sets. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Valid until 12/2/24. While supplies last, limitations apply.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I've got a kid probably heading off to college in about a year and a half, and I'm doing everything I can to help her build her credit score. Now, one of the tips I was very excited to put into practice is adding my daughter as an authorized user on my most perfectly paid off credit card account. The idea here is that credit card companies report the payment histories of everyone with a card in their name, including the authorized users. That way, your kid benefits from your good credit habits and the length of your credit history and gets a boost to their credit score right out of the gate. Now, the rub is that not all card issuers report all this info, so it's essential to check with your card and make sure they report. And remember, this goes both ways. Good credit behavior boosts scores, but any slip-ups like missed payments or late payments, that hurts them. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. Dom Selvia.
Just P.S., Dom's producer here. Next time, Dom will be back live for all the political talk you missed. No more looking at how the sausage gets made, except for the government. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Drunken waves came storming in. 5 a.m. you woke me up again. Cause the devil's on ice and your friend Diane got you all up in your head again. About a picture on my phone from a girl I used to know.
We're back. This is Raised in Wisco. What a week we've had.
Everybody else was jamming too. It's
good,
all right.
Man, I was jamming. I'm tell you what. I'm so tired, but I'm in this amazing malaise right now. We love having you with us on Raised in Wisco. You can hear us all throughout Wisconsin on your Civic Media stations on Saturdays. And you can check us out on the podcasts, right, Danielle? They turned it into a podcast. She's in charge of knowing where those are. And
in charge of making those. So,
Find those at civicmedia.us/shows. Look for Raised in Wisco, and you can find every single show that we've recorded. So that is over a year of shows of Raised in Wisco that you can look back on. You can also find those at Spotify and Apple Podcasts by searching for Raised in Wisco. Do you know who does that?
Who?
My mom.
Oh, that's awesome. But I just want to give a shout out to producer Jess, because I wish she could just organize my life.
Right?
I mean, the way she handles this show and gets everything done.
Too, that'd be
if
great.
She could just... For what?
Just, you know, it's one. I don't want to use my brain.
Like a script for your life?
Yeah. Oh, not for my life. For
like the
what
Truman
I need
show?
To... Like the conversations I need to have and... Like, write it for me. The tough conversations. Just
ask,
like, this is what she needs.
Chat GPT.
You know, yeah,
it's like an old person.
Because Jess needs more work.
Because there's conversations more work I don't want to have.
Thank you, Joel.
I understand, Jess. I respect the work you do, and I appreciate
Thank you.
It. And I'm going to tell you, if you want to laugh, if you want to learn, if you want to learn about the great outdoors of the state of Wisconsin, if you want some education and fun and food and frivolity, take a listen to those podcasts, because you're going to hear Danielle and me and we always have unbelievable guests on the show.
Week.
It's incredible. It's always a fun time, and you're going to learn something. And what we hope is that you're going to say to yourself, you know what? Huh. Not before, but I'm going to get a reason to get to the outdoors. In fact, I'm inspired. I'll be honest, I'm inspired, because producer Jess, who has never hunted in her life, bought a turkey tag, a Wisconsin turkey tag. We're going to go, all the three of us together, and go hunt a turkey. Now, Jess does not know if she'll be pulling the trigger. We may not have that option. Turkey hunting's hard, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to get her in the blind and experience it. And that, are you excited about that?
I am really excited about that.
Me too.
Me too.
I can't tell you. One of the things that our show is hoping to ring true in your mind as listeners is that you can do it. It is within reach, and you can do of it what you like.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing to me, one of the best things in the world to me, is watching the woods wake up.
Absolutely.
Listening to
therapy
the sounds and the sights and seeing.
Can we
I've
watch
seen
it go
horned
to sleep,
owls.
Though?
Yes, we can watch it go
what?
To sleep, too.
Yes.
We're out there.
Watching it go to sleep. Watching it go to sleep is just as good.
That's my
favorite
part of
the day. All right. Well, that's when we're going to do it then. We'll do it in the afternoon. And, you know, you never know what you're going to see. You never know how the day is going to develop. I've had hawks and owls fly in and take out my decoys before, thinking they were real. I've seen deer up close. You know, it was outside of the deer season, and I had a giant 10-point buck 20 feet in front of me. People say, oh, you wish you could kill it. And at that point, you're like, no, I'm just glad I can see it, you know?
I do love when I see deer when I'm out on my walks.
Right.
Right at that moment of dusk, and they're all moving about and then running, and every once in a while I turn from the path and there's just one looking at me.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. There's something actually magical to me about Mother Nature in front of you, not knowing you're there.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you can kind of analyze it and look at them, watch how they act. And there are very few things really as majestic as the white-tailed deer. And when there's a doe with her fawns or a buck in front of you, and you get to look at and you can see into the eyes of these animals, what happens is that I think you almost feel kind of a connection with the understanding of what they're going through on a daily basis. You know, they have to get water, they have to sleep, they have to get food, just like we do.
Mm-hmm.
And Speaking of food.
There it is.
I can't get past, why do I love food so much?
I love that you guys are getting all happy with the deer talk, but only thing I can think about is mashed potatoes and gravy.
Oh, because yes. Well, we just had Thanksgiving and it was awesome. But I want to talk about the food that we've had this last week. Jack Klobuchar is here.
So jealous.
His friend Madeline has joined us right now. First off, though, Jack, you had a successful Wisconsin deer season already, didn't you?
Yeah.
Tell me about your bow hunt. What did you get? How did it go? Break it down.
Yeah, I mean, Wisconsin was
Break it down for me, fellas, like, you know, a rap song from the 80s.
Yeah, Wisconsin was definitely more challenging for me this year. I saw a lot of does early on. I mean, I hunted 61 days this year, including Illinois, Wisconsin.
Oh.
So spent a lot of time deer hunting. And I just didn't see a good buck until November. You know, all my cameras were out. I started to see him towards the end of October, just like you normally expect. But it was at like midnight,
sure.
2 o'clock in the afternoon.
When did the tide turn?
It was like October 23rd. I think they really started to move a little bit. We had a little bit of a cold front in the mid of October. And I wasn't really expecting. I actually have a buddy of mine who's living with me right now. His name's Christian. He's never hunted before. He's from the middle of the city in Pittsburgh, and he actually got his hunting license this year.
That's awesome.
So I was...
Did he get that on his own, or were you talking to him about it and getting him interested?
I think he saw, because he started living with me in end of July, and he saw me shooting my bow all the time. He was like, you know, I could get into that.
Nice.
And I was like, okay, let's go find a bow, and we found a bow, and I kid you not, this kid spent 10 hours a week shooting his bow. He just became obsessed with it.
I hunted with you and Christian in Texas.
Exactly.
Yeah, great kid.
Really focused, and you could see the focus and the determination of a first-time hunter, and he actually got his first buck the night after I shot my buck.
That's awesome.
And it was just awesome to see that experience for him, because he had actually missed one a few days before, and he was really disappointed, and I was like, dude, if I could tell you how many times I've missed deer, or I was sleeping and I woke up and there was a deer in front of me.
Oh yeah. Those naps in the woods, man, I tell you.
I don't why
they
is
get
it,
you every
but
time.
But why does it kill you? Because you're so excited to be out there, and then all of a sudden you have this kind of feeling of serenity.
Relax.
That falls over you. And there have been times, I mean, I tie myself in when I'm in a tree stand. And I do it
every single time.
I know there's a time I might not off and fall right out of that
sucker.
It's
the nature's lullaby. When you waken up, it's nature's lullaby.
Danielle, that's so poetic.
Aww.
We should write a song about that.
Oh my gosh.
You could sing it.
We could do a video. Like
another music video?
Yes.
After the last one's success.
If anybody listening wants to have a very good laugh, starring Danielle and me, there is a video. I wrote a song ages ago, and
it's resurfaced recently.
It is. No, you know, there's some
linked in the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Don't do that.
Do it.
It's really, going to go viral.
Please do that.
Really don't link it in the
podcast. How many YouTube videos do you have right now?
It's very low.
Best part is when Joel's singing and his hands are still in his pocket. That's the funniest part of the video.
It's very funny. If you want to laugh your rear end off, can I say the ASS word on the radio or mm-hmm. not? Just mm-hmm. wait, if you want to laugh your ass off, watch this video. It's called Hunter's Creed. And it was for a little while. It was the opening to my show, Kill It, Clean It, Cook It. And there was actually for a while a radio station out of Arkansas that was the start of their radio show was this song.
Joel was getting royalties.
2,500.
Yeah. That's not a lot. That's nothing.
As if she was going to say a million.
If you I just challenge you if you want to have a good laugh.
Oh,
Danielle's in it. Danielle's in
right
the video
there.
A lot.
Right there.
I'm right at the beginning.
Peter Kafkas, our editor for the show. So there's a line in the song. There's a line in the song that says, "God guns my girls in glory." Right. I mean, it is fully cheese. Like Wisconsin is cheese. Stop. Producer Jess is falling over herself laughing.
2,570.
I wrote this, the line. I'm just looking forward
God
to it again.
God girls my guns in glory, and then Peter Kafkas put in a bunch of video of Danielle when I said my girls. My dog.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's nothing right about that. An absolute mess. But if you get a chance,
it's a work of art.
It's a work of Peter, but it is funny as heck. I get, my daughters have that song memorized.
Do they?
I mean,
and do they sing it in their voice?
They sing it all the time. They're like, "Hey, Dad, shot a bunch with the 30 at six, stumbling through the swamp, bam, bam, bam."
It's kind of perfect. I've been using 30 at six for gun
season. You listen to the song. Just listen to the song. It's not a bad song.
He's
it's
a lyricist. Really not a bad He's song. A lyricist.
It's
well produced.
I'm linguistic. It's okayly produced, but the song itself is not horrifying. Okay, it's kind of horrifying, but the video, when you add that video, it is so bad. If you are not on the remember the old ROFL? If you're not rolling on the floor laughing, something's wrong with you. But. Oh, what a legacy. Pink camo and Hunter's Creed.
That's you, pink camo.
So my mom, Grandma Mary, made her national television debut this last week on The Foul Life. She made gnocchi, homemade. Jack Klobuchar, you were there. Madeline, talk to me. I mean, you've been kind of quiet. I know Jack talks a lot. I talk more than him, but you were there for and... I guess now I just learned, unbeknown to you, you had wild game for the first time in your life.
That was the first.
What did you think?
Wow. Okay. Well, I've tried it before and I just didn't like it.
Okay. Did you like it this time?
I did. Actually, I didn't know that it was not beef.
Wild game.
Yeah. So Grandma Mary made gnocchi, which are handmade noodle dumpling noodles, Italian delicious. Dumpling noodles. And she made her homemade sauce, like from generations back from the old country in Italy. And I have to tell you that, Jack, do you understand you were there for like the treat of the century to be able to eat that? Because that woman's 80. She ain't going to be around forever.
That was so good.
And that sauce is like, there's nothing like it. I mean, I taste it and it takes me right back to my grandma's house in Fond du Lac when I was eating it growing up. And she made it for the TV show with gnocchi. And then she made the sauce with roasts that were wild game roasts, venison. And I think there was an antelope roast in there. And then she made a traditional pork roast as well. And then meatballs with venison.
Unknown to Madeline.
So Madeline, you look like you're fine after the experience. I want to ask, would you eat it again?
Yeah, no, it definitely it shocked me when I found out that it was.
We were not trying to trick you. I want you to know.
I was.
You were, Jack?
Yeah, for sure.
But
no, it was delicious. No, I would definitely eat it again. I've had venison maybe once.
Okay.
And so, Madeline, how was it prepared the first time you had it? Do you remember?
It was a beef stick. And I don't like beef sticks that have like the cheese in them.
Oh.
And those beef sticks had the cheese in them.
Yeah.
So I think that might have just been like some maybe culminating went through you off a little bit. Yeah.
I think that the lesson here is that wild game, if it's made correctly, very often is delicious. And
absolutely.
If it's not cared for in the field and made correctly, it can be janky, just like any meat, right? Mm-hmm. Got to carefully prepare it. What's your favorite, Danielle?
Mine, when it's in the sous vide.
Ooh, yeah.
So
Did I introduce you to that?
You did not. My friend Brianna.
That's such a good way to eat it. Tuffy Stone, national champion grill master, pit master.
I'm envious
at
of
our
you.
House. Ugh. He made, get ready for this.
What?
He made duck, like marinated duck, smoked duck breast. He made this venison that I couldn't even explain. You could cut it with a fork. He made wild goose pastrami that was as good as any pastrami from a kosher deli in New York.
It
was
wild,
unbelievable.
Goose.
It was Canada goose, wild Canada goose. Somebody said, "Hey, yeah, did you guys eat Canadians and Belding?"
Did
the host
Canadians?
Of the show said, "Yeah, we'd be in jail if we were eating Canadians, but we did have Canada goose." Trust me when I tell you, no Canadians were consumed in the making of this show. But Tuffy Stone's recipes, he made a stroganoff that was to die for. Ugh, everything
yum.
He made was so delicious. We're going to do another recipe when we come. Oh my gosh.
I'm so hungry.
I'm so hungry right now. This is making me hungry. I'm always hungry. Food's so awesome. Raised in Wisco's awesome. Wisconsin's awesome. We're awesome. You're awesome. Can it be my needle? Out of breath, I keep going.
97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM. The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Oh, just when I think I found a strength to go and push you away. Pull you in again, though I'm such a sucker for the pain, 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 baby. I'm helpless, baby.
Raised in Wisco, your one-stop shop for the great outdoors of Wisconsin, of course, your best place to learn how to cook and eat, too, I think.
Absolutely.
Danielle, don't you think so?
I wish I could watch your mom cook nonstop.
Yeah, she's unbelievable.
She needs her own channel.
I have to say, though, I'm 53 years old, and she still acts. I will never not be like a
six-year-old,
10-year-old, 12-year-old, 15-year-old son.
I do miss her coming to the studio.
She corrects me. She corrects me all the time. Joel. That's like the number one thing she always said. Joel. And then she'll tell me how I'm not doing it right. I think
but she's so, like 5 foot, so it makes it even better.
Yes, she is a 5 foot little Italian, screaming Italian lady who runs around like a chicken, and she's 80 years old. You know what's really crazy? This woman shows up at my house, 80 years old. My dad died like 2 years ago. You know, she was very traditional wife, okay? Did everything for the whole family her whole life, lived for her family, still does. But my dad dies, and she's got this kind of sense of freedom that she never had, right? She shows up at my house with a brand new, like, supersized Jeep Wrangler in Barbie pink.
Yep.
At the house. I'm like, whose car is that out there? She's like, I just bought it, Joel.
Yeah, Joel.
And sometimes, and when I can always tell when she's like correcting me or mad at me, because my name Joel becomes two syllables. Joel. Joel. So she shows up, and, you know, Chad Belding, the Nationals, Jack, you've hung out. We've hunted together with Chad. You've hung out with Chad quite a bit. I mean, he's got a personality fairly similar to mine. It's big, right? We have big personalities, big boisterous personalities, right? So now imagine this 5 foot nothing Italian lady, 80 year old lady, like bossing him around, trying to teach him how to make these gnocchis by hand. It was absolutely incredible. And Tuffy Stone's grilling and smoking was phenomenal. I mean, these guys come into town, and every time I think I'm going to gain weight when they're gone, because all we do is eat, and we experience Wisconsin. And we had this incredible dinner at the Bark River Lanes for the Friday Fish Fry. We always go to a supper club where the old fashions are flowing, and it just is just so fantastic. I'm going to talk about what I made for Thanksgiving. That is going to be my recipe of the week.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you how to make it. And I boiled it down. So I made, while the group was in town, I made barbecue emu and goose sandwiches.
Okay. What?
I had emu from Texas and I had goose. So I made barbecue emu and barbecue goose sandwiches. I'm going to tell you folks how to make my famous base recipe that everybody always loves when I make it. It's the base for my pot pies.
I feel like we need to tell everybody to stop real quick and go grab a pen and paper.
Stop what you're doing. Stop what you're doing.
Because everybody asks this question.
I'm about to ruin the image and the cooking style you're used to, okay? Yo, I look funny. Okay, that's enough with Humpty. Listen, it's three ingredients. I've boiled it down to three ingredients. Mm-hmm. You put your wild game. You can wild game, domestic game, domestic meat, whatever you want. You put it in a crock pot or an instant pot. Okay. That's a pressure cooker. You put it in, you fill it with water up to the top of whatever meat you have. If it's goose breast, if it's roast, if it's venison, you name it, antelope, fill it to the top of that. Add 1 cup of cooking oil, add 1 cup of lemon juice, and whatever seasoning is the third ingredient. Everybody, you don't need a pen for this recipe, Danielle.
You do not, but everyone always asks.
Everyone always asks. And this is so delicious. I can't even. So 1 cup of oil. What, and people are like, why would you add oil? Why would
you add oil? Does it matter how much meat you have?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Just always 1 cup.
1 cup. 1 cup of oil, 1 cup of lemon juice, and whatever seasoning you want. If you want to cheat, use a seasoning packet for Italian dressing seasoning. It's got all the flavors and salt in it. Mm-hmm. If you like Lowry's, use Lowry's. If you've got provider spices, use provider spices. If you are a Cavender's fan, put Cavender's in there. You name it. You put your seasoning in there with 1 cup of oil, 1 cup of lemon juice. Here's the magic to this ingredient, to this recipe, though. When it cooks, you cook it in the crock pot on high as long as it needs till the meat falls apart. You cook it in the pressure cooker. Usually I do 2 to 3 hours as long as the meat falls apart. You want that meat falling apart. That's when it's done. The beauty of a crock pot is you've got time to let that happen. And you're going to have to go way past. You'd have to cook it for 2 days before it would start to taste burnt. So don't worry about that. But when it falls apart, you take that meat out and you shred it, because wild game particularly is very fibrous. There's no fat in it, right? Mm-hmm. It's very fibrous. So you shred it apart. You will have stuff cooking in that stock, is what the juice is called after you're done cooking something, stock or broth. It'll be in the broth. You take it out and split open and be dry in the middle, because it's just it's all protein. There's no fat in it. Here's the key. Shred the ever loving hell out of it. Shred it with 2 forks. Shred it like crazy. Shred it like you just don't care.
And then shred it like it's hot.
Put it back into the stock and stir the snot out of it. Stir it and stir it and stir it, because that stock in there that's got that oil, lemon juice, and has got the seasonings will absorb into the meat, making it slippery like pulled pork, right?
Yep.
So if you want to turn it into a Mexican recipe, you add cumin. You want to turn it into, use it for the base of lasagna or something Italian, you add oregano and garlic. You want to turn it into a Greek dish, you add, you know, oregano and garlic to that and some thyme. If you want to use it for a recipe for Thanksgiving, you can add sage to it, and it will taste like that. You can move that base recipe into anything you like, and it is so fantastic that when everybody loves it. Here's what breaks down any gamey taste in meat. Ready? Time, heat over time breaks down the gamey taste, physical breakdown or grinding, and an acid, because it's in the base of the meat. So you
don't forget love.
Acid. And
don't forget love.
Jack.
That's what makes the best food.
I would just like to say that I appreciate Jack adding his sensitive, caring.
Well, if you don't add love, it's not yours.
Without love.
Thank you.
Love is what makes the world go round.
I'm glad I could add to that.
I'm glad you could. I'm glad you were here. I'm glad Madeline was here. Danielle, I hope your luck turns around in the last couple days of the deer hunt here. I have a feeling it will.
I hope so.
Because your spirit alone should draw those big bucks into you.
Come
and I think
hither,
you're
going to
get something. You're going to get something to happen. Folks,
yep,
we love
sure
you listening to Raised in Wisco.
Be safe out
and
there, Prince.
Remember,
season.
You can learn a lot on the show, and you're going to have some laughs too. Listen to us throughout the state on your civic media station. This is Raised in Wisco.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time, an all-new live show back in the studio. Join us for a look back at the holiday weekend and prepare you for the week ahead.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
After raising the kids, having weddings, and getting them settled, my wife and I prepared to spend our very first Christmas alone. They were all at the in-laws this year, so we watched old videos of them growing up. Went to bed early, and Christmas morning, my wife said, let's never do that again.
We're on our own again this year, but we're actually looking forward to it because we rented a private vacation home in Alexandria, Minnesota. Lakes, shopping, restaurants, and new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.